Hello, my friend. It's Jorma Vuoksenmaa in the Tiger 888 podcast. And today, the Thursday 19th of January at 8 o'clock GMT time, I talk about the NFL quarterfinals and the best value I found in the Buffalo-Cincinnati game. I've been betting against Cincinnati throughout the season, and I'll keep doing so, even if Cincinnati has now won, I think, 9 games in a row. We have been pretty lucky. Like last time against Baltimore, they got the fumble on their own 2-yard line and returned the fumble to 98 yards to a touchdown. That turned the game for them, a game they deserved to lose according to many expected point calculations. And the general public, for some reason, loves Cincinnati, and they keep betting the team, even if the line is quite inflated. Now at 8 o'clock, I saw at Sport Market that with handicap 5.5 points for Cincinnati, one can pick a bet on the price 1.97 each side. And I would personally have Buffalo about touchdown favorite, so there is value. But the money line bet might be better. 1.46 is available now. I'm quite sure it depends weather and late information, and I have put orders on spot market. It's possible to set a limit order, which you get automatically filled if the price goes to your level. So I don't take any clear stand on this game, which is better, money line or the handicap. But it's not that clear decision to take the money line for a favorite than it quite often is in the normal games. However, there might be a reason to lay the points, because my idea is partly based on the fact that the Cincinnati offensive line is pretty weak. It was weak to begin with, and they will have some injury problems there too. So that means that Buffalo's pass rush will put very big pressure on Joe Burrow. He will be in hurry. He might be sacked, and under the hurry, he might throw some interceptions, which might be returned even to defensive touchdowns. And for sure, Cincinnati will lose couple of their attacking drives in already early in the game, and then if we are trailing, we need to throw more and have worse balance in their play selection, and you know all that progress, all these dynamics can make the situation that Buffalo might score with some drives in a row without Cincinnati scoring in the middle. That might take the score to the double digits, the difference I mean. And I repeat that I'm not that automatically on the money line bet as I am usually. The same logic, the Cincinnati scoring to be kept low, Buffalo clinching the game and starting to run more of a ball, that of course talks towards low total as well. The weather might be a factor too. So underbet might be in order too. For some reason, the over-under line has gone up in the game. It already touched 50 points. Now at 10 past 8 on Thursday, I see in the sport market page over-under 49 points and over 197, under 1.91. I feel even those prices are good value for under. So keep watching. I have no clear opinion what direction the line might go if I were forced to guess. I would guess downwards because the professionals should take the unders, and the public money is not fancying these teams on overbets so much. So actually, when I'm thinking as I'm talking, I might bet some more on under when I have loaded this podcast. Then Kansas City against Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a well-coached, improving team. They were one of my antipost ideas for the seasonal win totals. And they did well after a tardy start. We keep improving, and this is the tie there. The odds on both sides are quite correct. Even if I had Kansas City as the strongest before the season started. But as I said, they have been as expected, and Jacksonville is improving. But the over-under, total 52 points, might be slightly too high. And now I see it has gone up at sport market. Now somewhere in the world, via sport market to the bookmakers, we are watching, is possible to bet under 52.5 with odds 195, and those who like over can get over 52.5, 198. I definitely like under, and I'm surprised why the price goes, or line goes upwards when I would have expected it to go downwards. And I've talked to some professionals, and they like the unders as I do. The thing is, Kansas City can't put the normal circus on in a game, even if they get a grip of Jacksonville. They know the next round is coming, and it's no idea to run up the score in a decided game. And American football is in its nature different from soccer, which means that because offense and defense are two different teams in each team, none of them stops playing. I mean, if in soccer game the season is over in a cup competition or in a playoff for one team, the full team collapses, and then the difference might get scoring difference might get higher for the winning team. But in American football, in a clinched game, the offense takes it a bit easier, and even with a big difference, runs the ball, and so on. And the defense doesn't want to look bad and silly, and they keep playing. So that kind of overall collapse doesn't happen like in soccer. So that's the reason why it's more correct to bet the unders in American football playoffs compared to, for example, World Cup final round games. And one more thing, there are two good coaches against each other, one legend for Kansas City and one upcoming Hall of Famer coach for Jacksonville Jaguars. And normally, the better the coach is, the lower the scoring. So here I like the under. When Philadelphia against New York Giants, I bet on Giants during regular season with a good success. They earned me money with the handicaps, but I have not fallen in love with them. We are about an average NFL team with power ratings of 50, believe it or not. I mean, by the way, in all American sports, the playoff structure is like is it, and that means that there might be even weaker than 50 power rating teams in the playoffs. And Giant is okay, but we are class or two weaker than Philadelphia. And the public bets Giants because they can't kind of understand the class differences. We just bet the results. And now then Giants has been covering very nicely against the spread this season, and we have made their bettors and supporters happy, and they are now, I guess, 5 or 6 games streak against the spread. So that's the reason why the public money is on the Giants, even if Philadelphia has been very strong and solid. Okay, somebody might say that Philadelphia has been lucky by not giving that much fumbles and interceptions in the regular season, but it's not only luck, it's their way of playing. And now the home advantage is big, and again, the class difference is big. Again, here, the under 48 points might be something, but I'm not that keen on that under bet as in the other games because the line is not that much too high. And here I believe that it's better to take Philadelphia on the money line. Okay, it looks skinny, but quite often sport market finds instead of 131, you can get 132, 133, and that's already decent for a team. I prefer taking low money line odds instead of laying points more than a touchdown. Yeah, that's about it. Then to San Francisco, whom I like or even love. I liked them already before the season started, and I had some seasonal bets on them. I liked their good coaching, good defense, especially against the run. As you might know, I put very much emphasis on the running game when I value the teams. And now San Francisco improved even their running attack when they got McCaffrey. He's like an axe into the wood. We are not far being my Super Bowl favorite. if I remember right, they have to play away at Philadelphia Eagles if both go through, and that's the problem. But I think that they might be the stronger team of those two, and then the AFC teams, Kansas City and Buffalo. It's very hard to assess these teams against each other. They have had different schedules this season, and as I said, they are hard to compare. But San Francisco should be pretty competitive against Kansas City or Buffalo. By the way, about these Super Bowl futures, here the longer the lottery or random event, the less randomness. So what I mean is that if you like the underdogs, take the points. If you like the favorites, take money line or an anti-post seasonal bet. That's quite good advice in a long run. And therefore, I saw in the bet exchanges tonight something like Kansas City 4.2 to win Super Bowl, Buffalo 4.7, San Francisco 5.2, Philly 6.6, Cincinnati 11.5, which I have liked, and I'm happy to lay more. Dallas 12, they are not a bad team, but you know, we had to play away at San Francisco, so they might be value if they made a sensational surprise in San Francisco. I would go through, but before that tie, I think they are bad value. Giants 32, high looking price, but if you count them to go through away against all those strong teams, then 32 doesn't look like that kind of bargain any longer. And when Jacksonville, I have actually backed them small sums already, and I wouldn't dare to lay at 44s. It's an Asian bad luck number for the layers, I would guess. And I have not closed my winning position with Jacksonville with that price, even if, of course, they are big underdogs to go out at Kansas City. But well, whether two more about San Francisco, Dallas. Here in this matchup, the ball will be run a lot, and the runs might be stopped quite frequently. So what talks for the under? Unfortunately, the market has found the under as well. It trades now at 46 points in spot market. Their world top odds are over 46, 1.91, and under 46, 2 times the money. And that it's not any kind of great value, but definitely under is better bet than over. And I like San Francisco so much that it's not far from being a value bet at Moneyline 1.53, which is available now. And once again, if you put limit order like asking 155s from spot market monitored bookmakers and exchanges, it's pretty good chance the price jumps into the level you require at some states, and you can go to the pub or to the bet and just give the order in there. And if you can't get the fill, then you can settle for worst price later on and accept the price just before the kickoff. Another alternative is to buy 1.5 point, 1 point from minus 3.5, which is the current consensus line. It dances 3.5, 4. But if you accept the odds of 1.6, 1.6 to 5, one actually is available via spot market on minus 2.5 point handicap, then you get the lovely option of winning with 3 point field goal, which is even more probable outcome that one could imagine or believe. I mean, everybody understands that 3 point win for a favorite is pretty normal outcome, but if you start counting out those with different methods, you end up probably into the outcome of your calculations that the field goal is even more probable than you could calculate from the lines with bookmakers minus 2.5 and minus 3.5 and plus 2.5 plus 3.5, vice versa. So I hope I have not forgotten anything essential. I repeat that I like unders in all the games, and I have been surprised why the line has moved from Tuesday morning opening upwards, but I think the pros might go in and smash the line back to the more normal, or I dare to say, accurate levels. And you know probably me as an underdog better, and 80% of my bets might be on underdogs, just 20 on the favorites. But here, when it's playoffs and when it counts, the favorites do not get sloppy and lose unnecessary games. They play hard and we are quite often good bets on the money line, could be even good bets laying out points as long as you don't go over the touchdown. And for these reasons, I like all these favorites, and I definitely bet on Buffalo, or to be more accurate, I bet not only on Buffalo, I bet against Cincinnati, more or less. So, well, that's about it. So, good luck and enjoy the great, exciting games. And, I think I might talk about Premier League football next week, but I don't promise it's happening so much in my betting operations. So, good look and hear about you sooner or later. Thanks about your time. Bye.